60 Sherlock Holmes stories. And when you run out, you're very, very sad. And so that's when people start writing their own. And that's basically what happened to me. And the only difference was that my father was a psychoanalyst, and I realized in reading about Holmes that he kept reminding me of my father. This business about looking for clues from people to figure out what's wrong and stuff. And so I found myself wondering how much Arthur Conan Doyle, the author of the Holmes stories, knew about Sigmund Freud. And I realized pretty fast, oh, they're both doctors. And they both died in the same town, 9 years apart. Holmes is a drug addict. He's a cocaine addict. Sigmund Freud was a cocaine addict. Sigmund Freud discovered the uses of cocaine with two eye doctors, Königstein and Köhler, for use during anesthetic, for eye surgery. Arthur Conan Doyle studied ophthalmology in Vienna. And I'm thinking, man, this is a lot of coincidence here. And out of that, all that material, came Sherlock Holmes meets Sigmund Freud. And that's what the 7% solution is about.